The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara here, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, brings the Braisa of Tanan de Vechizkiya. Maka Odom Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema Lichilakta Ben Shogig Lemezid Ben Miskavin Leina Miskavin Ben Derech Yirida Ben Derech Aliyah Lepoitri Momen Ela Lechaybe Momen. Just like Ben Mazik Behema, there's no difference between Shogig Lemezid Miskavin and Miskavin. You're always Chayv. Af Maka Odom Letach Lek Boi Ben Shogig Lemezid Bin Miskavin and Miskavin, Bin Derech Yerida, Uvein Derech Aliyah, Lechaiva moment, Ela Lepoiter moment. Maka Odom is also, there's no difference between Shegig Mezid, you're always Potter. Just like Mezid, you're Potter, Shegig also you're Potter. So in short, Chizkiya exempts a murderer from compensation. Whether intentional murder, whether accidental murder. According to the contemporary secular law, the family of a murdered victim is granted the rights to demand compensation from the murderer. This is both with intentional murder or accidental murder, if there was some sort of negligence involved. This is most common in traffic accidents, Rahman al-Islam, when the inheritors, the family of the deceased, they sue the insurance company of the negligent driver and collect the payment. So, I would like to discuss the halacha in this case. So firstly, the secular law of the government is generally binding, even in halachic terms, with the rule of Dina de Malchus et Dina. Any proper law which is ordained by the government in the area of Dine Mominus is binding in Halacha as well. So in our case of a car accident and a person, Rachman al-Zlan, dying, Yid, the fact that the law dictates that the driver owes compensation for the accident that he caused, he indeed owes it. But there still is a difference between owing because then through the dina of dina mahusa dina or mid dina toyer. The Chazanish in Bava Kama, Simon Yud, points this out. See, in the law of the Torah, the compensation paid to the family for the cause of death is considered as a yerusha, as inheritance from the deceased one. That means we consider as if the mace owned the choiv, the payment that's due to him, and was moirish it to his family, even though he never actually owned it in his lifetime. But we consider them as inheriting this payment from the father, from the mace. Now, this is found in the sugya of, in the payment of koifer, when a shor gores a person and kills him. Where, over there, the Torah requires by a shor amud that the owner of the shor has to pay compensation to the family of the victim, to the yarshim. And this payment of koifer is considered a yerusha to the family. Yerusha coming from the mace. However, in our case, car accident, where the driver is exempt from charges according to the Torah law, so the payment that he's obligated through the secular law will not be considered as a Yerusha from the mace. It means we will not look at it as if the money was owed to the mace and he was moirish it on to his family. Rather, it's a choiv straight from the driver to the family. they're not considered as inheriting this choy from the mace. Now this is because the rule of Dina de Malchus Dina cannot create an inherent obligation on the level of a choyv min haTorah. Rather, the Dina de Malchus Dina is that the letter of the law, of the secular law, is binding, and we must follow what it dictates, which in this case, it states that the driver pays to the family of the deceased. It will not have the halachic structure of what koifer is as an inheritance from the mace. Now, the halachic difference between collecting a loan through inheritance, that means when a loan was originally owned by the father, and the family inherited it, and collecting a loan which is due to you yourself, that means you originate that loan, you lent the money yourself, is very simple. The money or assets collected based on a Yerusha is subject to the choyves that the father owed. That means if the father owed money to someone, all the assets that are collected through the Yerusha will be meshubed for that choyv. Which, let's say in the case of koifer, when the Yerushim of the Nehrag collect assets from the owner of the Ashur for the payment of koifer, let's say the Nehrag owed money to someone, those loans can be collected from these assets that they collected. Because since we consider that they got these assets through their father, the Nehrag, so any loan that the father had will be placed on these assets. But Yerushim will collect a loan on their own, which is due to them, not coming through Yerusha. The loans of the father have nothing to do with these assets. So, back to our case. The Chazon Ish says that since the payments, in this case, are not min haTorah, just the Medina de Malchusa, the assets that they are collected are not meshubed to the loans of the father. We consider it their own loan as a choiv that's originated by them and not their father, and they may take it, and then they don't have to worry about the father's loans. There is, however, something to clarify here, and that is the understanding of this exemption that Tanit Bechisya teaches us by a Ritzeach. So now, we do have a general rule called Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei. This means that someone who commits a Iser that includes in it a Oynish Misa and a Chiyav Momen, we only employ the greater punishment, which is Misa, and he's exempt from the monetary payment. The classic example of this is the Mishnah Bava Kamma, Hidlik as a Godesh B'Shabbos. If you ignite a haystack on Shabbos, he's exempt from paying since he's chayiv misa for chilul Shabbos. This is taught in the Torah and the Parsha of the Mevlodis and Parsha's Mishpatim. What the Torah teaches us over there, that if there's a loss of life, there's no chayiv to pay money. So now, the simple understanding over here, in the case of Tanit Bechizkiya, what Tanit Bechizkiya is referring to by saying Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid, he's referring to the exemption of Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei. That means the fact that a Ritzeach does not have to pay money, any compensation, is because of Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei. However, Tosfos over here in our sugya explains differently. Taisa says that Tanu Vechizkiya is referring to three separate halachas. Now, one of them is indeed the basic din of Kim L'Ravnei. But when Chizkiya talks about Maka Odom, he's referring to a different din. He's referring to the din which we learn out by Koifer. The Gemara says Olo v'loy ala Odom, that there's no chiv Koifer by a Odom who kills, by a Ritzeach. Ritzeach does not have to pay money. Now that is not because of, that's not necessarily because of Kimel Rav Minei, even without the din of Kimel Rav Minei. There is no compensation for a human being. The Chazon Ish calls this Ein Domim Leben Chorin. That means a person is not a monetary asset that deserves compensation of payment for its loss. That's what the Torah is teaching us over here. And Tanu Vechizkiya tells us that this din, that there's no monetary payment for the loss of a life, that is Bein Shoigeg, Bein Beizid, and Bein Shoigeg. So this is not necessarily anything to do with Kimel Rav Minei. The fact that you're not paying money is because there is Be'etzim no obligation, there's no payment for a person. On the other hand, Agoyis HaShri in Bava Kamma, quoted by the Ksois in Siman Tov Yud, Sifkot Dalid, he holds that Make Odom, that referred to by Tanu Vechizkiya, is not like Tosfos, that there is no chiv at all paying for a person. There does indeed exist a chiv of compensation even on a person. The only reason why you're potter over here is because of the klal of Kemle with Rabbi Minei, since there is a chiv moment and a chiv misa, we do the chiv misa and not the chiv moment. Now, the difference between being totally exempt, like Tosfos, or being exempt only based on Kimli Rav Minei is as follows. Rashi in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi Aleph, Amad Aleph writes that the Patur of Kimli Rav Minei is not 100%. There still remains a Chi of Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. And moreover, Rashi says that if the Toiveya seizes money from the Nitba, if he's Toifis, he may keep the money. Since there's a Chiv L'Ilotzis De Shemayim, you could do Tfis. The din of Kimel Rav Minei, explains Rashi, only prevents Bezdin from carrying out two punishments, but the Nitba could do so himself, since essentially he's owed the money. Now, Toisvis, who says that in Domin Leben Choyrin, there is no payment at all for a person, according to that, there's no Chiv Latzis De Shemayim, and there's no Chiv, there's a Tfis is not going to work. But according to Agoyis HaShri, that the Patur is only based on Kimel Rav Minei, if the Yorshim are Toifis from the Ritzeach, they can keep them. So now back to our case of the car accident. According to Agoyis HaShri, when the family collects payment, when they sue the insurance company, and they collect payment through the end of the Malchusa, now that they took the money, it will be considered a proper Yerusha from the mace. Because once the money is under their hands, then the Chi of Tashlumim goes in effect. Because we consider this as a real Choyv. Because Kimel Rav Minei just says that Bezdin can't do it. But once they got the money, they got the money al pi din. So it's not just, we don't need any more the din of the Malchus Adina. But according to Tosfos, even after they collect the payment, it's still considered a new choiv, not coming through Yerusha at all, because the driver was 100% exempt. Minat Torah. So, and listen to this thought that the Chazon Ish writes. There's another significant difference between Agoyis HaShri and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, there's no payment on the driver. The driver is not mechoyev any payment, even if he was a goy. Because this klal of ein domin leben choyrin, there's no payment for a person, it doesn't make a difference. It's for a Jew and for a non-Jew. And theoretically, if there was no secular law that obligates a driver to pay, we cannot be mechayev him, even though he's a goy. And the same goes now with the Malchus Adina. If they collect money from a goy, it will not be considered as coming through the mace. But according to the Agoy Sashri, that it's only Kimla the Ramine, the only reason why his potter from payment is because of Kimla Ramine, this is only by a Yid. But a goy does not have the din of Kimla Ramine, and would therefore be chayiv to payment adin. However, this itself is not a davar muskim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dafayna Aleph Amabez, the Gemara says, Ben Noyach Nerag Al Pochus Mishavah Pruta, V'loy Nitin Li Hishavah. A goy who steals his chayiv misa. And now Rashi explains, Loy Nitin Li Hishavah means he doesn't have to pay back because of Kimla Ramine, which means that the din of Kimla Ramine is by goyim as well. So according to this Rashi, there will be by a goy, there will be no difference between that goy sashri and Tosfos by a goy. But Tosfos and Erevin Samach Beis proves that there is no din of kimla rabbinay by a goy. He explains Leninly Shoven is talking about a case of pochusim shover pruta. So over there, he doesn't have to give back because it's less than a pruta. So according to this Tosfos, there will be a nafkemina between that goy sashri and Tosfos by us. Now let me just end off. This is all concerning the payment for the deceased himself, paying for the compensating for the death. But payment for what about the car? The car was totaled. Now that everybody agrees that that's only a din of Kimla Ramine. A car is definitely a very valuable asset. So there is money to pay for a car. So over there, it's only given Rabbanei. So then, with Tfisa, or Chiyuv Latzad Shemayim, there will be a Chiyuv, like Rashi says in Baba Metziah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.